Our deepest fear is that we are not inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are we not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that others won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory that is within us. It's not in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. We are liberated from our fear. Our presence automatically liberates others. That is a poem by Marianne Williamson. When is the last time you had a dream? A dream that inspired you to be the very best version of yourself. This one poem inspired me to put in the extra time studying and in the gym. Paul gives many illustrations on how we're supposed to live the Christian life by the use of sports. He says in 1 Corinthians 9:24-27, "Know ye that they which run the race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they that do it obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one who beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast away." These verses show the intensity of how we are supposed to approach and seize our goals. In verse 24, we see that we should not run the race of life and not be competitive. It says, "Run that you may obtain." Whether you apply this to your earthly goals or your spiritual goals, it should not change the tenacity in which we are supposed to go after them. In verse 25, it continues with this thought, saying that the runners that strive to achieve their full potential and work countless hours beating on their craft achieve a prize that is corruptible or temporary, while on the contrary, the people who chase after Jesus, the perfect example on how to live life, will receive a crown that will not be taken away from them. This crown may not be evident right now on earth, but it is a heavenly crown that will never corrode or be tarnished. In verse 26, Paul says that we should give purpose to our training, whether it be physical, mental, or spiritual. "Train smarter, not harder," is a phrase that comes to mind when I think about this verse. If we practice efficiency in our lives, it will bring us to our goals much faster than if we go beating the air, like it says in verse 26. Verse 27 is a very powerful verse. Let me read it again. "But I keep my body under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." If we keep our body in subjection and not let our feelings dictate our response when adverse situations arise, we become unstoppable. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me." This does not mean some or a few things. All means all, and that's all means. This has given us an immense amount of power. Our goals begin to seem as though they were pebbles instead of before when we looked at them as mountains. Don't get me wrong, the Christian life is not easy. It is an uphill climb that if we do not do a gut check before, when adverse situations arise, we will fall. But then again, failure is a part of life. How many here have been in a situation where you've said, "Oh, I can handle this myself," and after proceeding to create an even bigger problem, you ask for help and advice? 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." We are never alone in this life. As Christians, we have the most powerful, loving God to look to when we are facing problems in our lives. The same God that parted the waters to let the Israelites cross is the same God that wants to help us with our problems. This should cause us to want to dream big. As one of my great heroes, Ben Carson, once said, "Through hard work, perseverance, and a faith in God, you can live your dreams." Let me close this with this bold statement. Don't let anyone put limits on what you can and can't do when it comes to chasing your dreams. Prove the naysayers wrong. I believe that we are all put on this planet to make a difference in this world. So find your passion and live every day as if it were your last. Pastor?